USA News. I'm Lance Pryor.
Bradshaw trying to get away. And his pass is broken up by Tatum. Gets off! Rachel Harris has it!
The man at the receiving end of the immaculate reception, 72-year-old Franco Harris, American professional football player who is running back in the NFL for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Seattle Seahawks, has died. Harris's son, Doc, announced his father's passing overnight. No cause was given. Lawmakers unveiled Tuesday a wide-ranging $1.65 trillion spending bill for fiscal 2023, with an increase in military and domestic funding. At a time of inflation verging on recession, the biggest complaint is the amount of pork in the bill. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul says the omnibus spending bill is not a good deal for Americans.
Which threatens the country more? Are we at risk for being invaded by a foreign power if we don't put $45 billion into the military? Or are we more at risk by adding to a $31 trillion debt? I think the greatest risk to our national security is our debt. The process stinks. It's an abomination. It's a no-good, rotten way to run your government.
The Biden administration urged the Supreme Court Tuesday to let the Trump-era Title 42 border policy end as Republican-led states push to keep it in place, saying the Biden administration is unprepared for an invasion of humanity. As Title 42 remains in place today, the mayor of Rio Grande City, Texas, Joel Villarreal, on News Nation, says Congress is to blame for this disaster in the making. Ukrainian President Zelensky will visit Washington today in his first known trip outside the country since Russia's invasion began last February. The visit is set to include an address to Congress on Capitol Hill and a meeting with President Biden. This is USA News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Afghanistan's Taliban rulers on Tuesday banned female students from attending universities effective immediately. In the latest crackdown on women's rights and freedoms since the United States' deadly withdrawal from the country. The Democrat-led House Ways and Means Committee voted Tuesday to publicly release 6 years of President Trump's tax records. Representative from Texas, Kevin Brady, the Republican, warns of this slippery slope.
To target and make public the tax returns of private citizens, and not just private citizens, political enemies, business and labor leaders, or even the returns of Supreme Court justices themselves. No party in Congress should have that power. No individuals in Congress should have that power. It's the power to embarrass, to harass, or destroy Americans through disclosure of their tax returns.
The massive spending bill has a provision for student athletes.
The big spending bill initially would have limited star linebacker Andre Carter II's chances of heading straight to the NFL draft. A provision has now been included that makes Carter and other current Academy upperclassmen eligible for a waiver to defer service to play pro sports. The new language now only applies to a cadet, midshipman, or airman who first enrolls in a military academy on or after June 1st of last year. Carter is currently projected to be a first-round pick in next year's draft. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Lance Pry, USA News.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.